This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Honored to have Dr. Catherine Ramsland on the show today. We're talking about the connection between suicide and serial killers. When you study these type of individuals and how they are all so different, obviously it's very interesting to go into the individual minds of all of these different people. But what does that research end up telling us? And how does that help us in the future in terms of trying to identify individuals like this, again, being that they're all so vastly different?
Well, you know, it depends on the kind of research mm-hmm. you're setting up. There's something called script theory where you're trying to, and this is part of the FBI's prison program where they would go in and interview offenders to try to figure out what were the antecedents to their crime, what was their fantasy life for, in some cases, what were they thinking about, how do they plan it, how do they pull it off, what happened, what do they feel afterward, how do they treat victims during a crime and afterward. So you want to develop this entire script of what they did from, you know, from inception to completion and afterward, and then you put that together with other such narratives to try to make comparisons so that you can maybe look at early triggers or situations that seem to be common among them so that maybe there can be some intervention programs, especially with family dynamics, because often it's about family dynamics and it's about rejection or neglect or abuse of some kind in the family home.
Yeah.
So identifying, you know, where people kind of went off the rails. And I just had a guy come to me and say he had watched my documentary that's, I think, currently on Hulu about the BTK killer that I spent 5 years talking to write his story.
Sure.
So that's script theory right there. That's a good example of what I was doing. And he came and said, you know, I wonder how many people are like me, where during my adolescence, I probably would have become a serial killer because I was trying to rid myself of the shame that I felt from my mother's rejection of me being gay. And so I had all these fantasies of murdering men because it was a way to purge myself of this awful thing. And then as I grew up, you know, and moved away and went to college, I started having experiences of people who accepted me, and I felt less and less anger and the urge to kill people. And so I never did become a serial killer, but maybe I would have had I had a way to. He says, I did purchase a knife. I did have all these fantasies of what I was going to do, but I had limited means of transportation and ways to meet these people that I intended to kill. So that's interesting because he saw within that documentary, oh, I see where I was almost a serial killer. Had I had the means to do so, I might have done that, except for something else that came across my path that diminished those urges. So I think that there are more people like that. He's not the only one who's contacted me to talk about something like that. And that's valuable information because now we can pinpoint some of the things that go on in the lives of, and particularly, adolescent males. And that can help us with interventions.
How can people intervene? I mean, with the signs, obviously, we're in a world where quite often nothing is going to happen until somebody actually commits a crime. It's impossible to predict who's going to be a serial killer or not, or a murderer or something of that nature. With being able to learn these things and seeing those red flags, how can intervention happen before the actual crime is committed if, you know, unless there's a threat letter or something of that nature or threats being made?
Well, I wouldn't say it's impossible to predict because we do have a lot of red flags in people's lives. And we do have programs with adolescents at risk of becoming adult psychopaths where we have seen the ways they've developed into potentially violent individuals. So I wouldn't say it's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's hard and time consuming and expensive.
Sure.
But we're making strides. So I don't think it's as hopeless as that kind of sounds. We have lists of things in common in their backgrounds that can assist us, and doesn't mean if somebody's, you know, arming themselves and angry and venting that they're definitely going to act out. But the chances are better that they would act out than somebody who doesn't have any of those things in their background. So fire set damaging, fire setting. Now, the whole idea of the McDonald triad is terrible. The idea that animal cruelty, fire setting, and bedwetting will tell us that somebody's going to be a serial killer. There's absolutely no research support for that at all. It was an idea that a guy named McDonald, and he didn't invent the restaurants, but had, and he was a psychiatrist, and he did some studies of patients that he was seeing and sort of thought, well, maybe this is going to help. But nobody was able to replicate his work such that these became good predictors. However, certainly if they have animal cruelty and other destructive acts in their background, and, you know, a few of the other things that we've seen by studying children and adolescents who are at risk, then you can do interventions with them. Mm-hmm. It's really similar to what's going on with the school shooters.
Yeah.
There are programs now, there are ways to identify angry kids who might come back and shoot the school. Not that we can catch them all, obviously we can't, but there have been a number of them that have been stopped that, unless you know the literature, you don't know about them. But sure, they've been stopped because we do have intervention programs.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.